Now, before you listen to the sermon, read Deuteronomy chapter
14.
The title of my sermon today is Being and Peculiar People. We just read from Deuteronomy 14, verse 2. You are a holy people. Yeah, God has chosen you. You are to be a peculiar people.
So
God in the Old Testament calls the nation of Israel his holy people.
Yeah,
a special chosen people that needs to be peculiar, different. Yeah, peculiar doesn't mean weird.
متفاوت یعنی عجیب و غریب نه.
It means uncommon.
چیزی که همه انجام نمیدن.
Something that is distinctive in nature or character.
یه چیزی که در شخصیتشون متفاوت باشه از اونها.
A group of people that is different.
یه گروهی که متفاوت هم با بقیه.
A group that stands out.
گروهی که همه میبینن.
Yeah, from among the nations.
در میان قوم‌ها.
Yeah, it stands out in the rest of the world.
تو کل دنیا تفاوتشون رو میبینن.
And he wants there to be a clear distinction between how his peculiar people live.
میخوان مقایسه کنن چیزی که قوم خداوند زندگی میکنه
and what the rest of the world is.
بقیه دنیا فرق بکنه
yeah. And ultimately that is for the purpose of pointing people to God.
و هدفش اینه که بقیه خداوند رو در این قوم ببینن و خداوند آشنا
بشن. Go to Exodus.
بریم خروج.
Exodus chapter 19 verse 5.
فصل 19
and 6.
و آیه 5.
Exodus 19 verses 5 and 6.
19, 5 and 6. حال اگر واقعا صدای مرا بشنوید و عهد مرا نگه دارید از میان جمیع قوم‌ها ملک خاص من خواهید بود زیرا تمامی زمین از آن من است شما برای من مملکتی از کاهنان و امتی مقدس خواهید بود این است آنچه باید به بنی اسرائیل بگویید
If you obey my voice God says keep my covenant
اگر صدای مرا بشنوید
you shall be a peculiar treasure
شما جمعی قوم ها ملک خاص من
yeah, a holy nation.
قوم امتی مقدس
above all people
بالاتر از همه
yeah, it mentions the kingdom of three
ملک خاص او و ملکوت کاهنان
now let's go to the New Testament
بریم عهد جدید ببینیم چی
داره میگه and we'll see these phrases come up again
و میبینیم که عهد جدید هم خداوند از همین کلمه ها دوباره استفاده کرده
Titus chapter 2
فصل 2
verses 13 till 15
13 تا 15
yeah.
و آن امید مبارک و تجلی جلال خدای عظیم و نجات دهنده خود ما عیسی مسیح را انتظار کشید که خود را در راه ما فدا ساخت تا ما را از هر ناراستی برهاند و امتی برای خود پاک سازد که مردم خاص او و غیور در اعمال نیکی باشد این را بگو و نصیحت فرما و در کمال اقتدار توبیخ نما و هیچ کس را تحقیر نشمارد
So who's Paul talking to here? This is a letter to Titus. Yeah, and of course from Galatians 2 and 3 we know that he is a Greek. And of course in general Paul speaking to Christians here. Our Savior Jesus Christ.
That he might
redeem us.
And purify himself.
A peculiar people.
So,
we see the same term being used
in Christian here.
Now read 1 Peter 2. Verse
9. اما شما نژادی برگزیده کشیشان شاهانه و امت مقدس قوم خاص خدا هستید. و فضایل او را که شما را از ظلمت به نور شگفت خود خوانده است اعلام نمایید. کسایی که در مسیح هستند
they're called you are a chosen generation.
قومی برگزیده.
Now it's called Deuteronomy 14 the Lord has chosen you.
از تثنیه فصل 14 میگه خداوند شما را برگزیده.
A royal priesthood.
یک کاهن اعظم بزرگ.
In Exodus 19 you're at a kingdom of priests.
در خروج 19 خوندیم که گروهی از کاهنان
yeah, a holy nation
امت مقدس
yeah, Deuteronomy 14
شاهانه.
And Exodus 19 talk about the same thing
دقیقا همون حرف که
بزرگیدنه
در تثنیه و خروج هم ما میبینیم
and a peculiar people
و قوم خاص. در تثنیه و خروج هم این کلمه خاص استفاده شده.
So we see Paul and Peter here.
می‌بینیم هم پتروس هم پولس.
Referring back to the Old Testament.
به یادآوری می‌کنه به عهد عتیق.
Yeah, showing us that where the Old Testament in the Old Testament the nation of Israel were God's special people.
که اون زمان که قوم اسرائیل قوم برگزیده خدا بودند.
Yeah, his peculiar treasure of all people.
امتی مخصوص بالاتر از همه بودند.
In the New Testament, we as Christians
ما به عنوان مسیحیان
are given the title, are given the
privilege.
We have taken the place of being God's people on the earth.
شدیم قوم خداوند بر روی زمین.
His peculiar
people. خداوند.
And there are so many versions that show you that we as Christians, yeah, are today God's people.
آیه‌های زیادی هست که نشون میده ما قومان مسیحیان قوم خاص خداوند هستیم.
And not the physical Jews.
دیگه یهودیان نیستن.
Yeah, and I've preached about this before.
قبلا هم در موردش صحبت کردم.
Here's one verse.
یه آیه‌ای که هست.
Galatians 3.
Galatians
28 and 29. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, an heir according to the promise.
دیگه نه یهودی و نه یونانی و نه غلام نه آزاد نه مرد و نه زن، زیرا که همه شما در مسیح یک می‌باشید. اما اگر شما از آن مسیح می‌باشید، هر آینه نسل ابراهیم بر حسب وعده وارث
هستید.
امروز
Christians are called Abraham's seed.
نسل ابراهیم هستیم.
They are heirs according to the promise.
ارث ابراهیم هستیم، همون قولی که خداوند به ابراهیم داد.
Yeah, those who are circumcised of the heart.
کسایی که از قلبشون
خداوند را believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
که ایمان آوردن به خداوند را می‌پذیرند.
Regardless if they are a Jew or a Greek.
چه یهودی باشه چه یونانی باشه، مهم نیست.
So as a Christian today,
به عنوان مسیحی امروز,
you are part of this group.
عضوی قوم خاص.
Of peculiar people, God's people.
قوم خاص خداوند.
And he wants his peculiar people
to
stand out in the rest of the world, to be different,
yeah,
living according to God's ways instead of conforming us to the ways of this world. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world.
پس ای برادران، شما را به رحمت‌های خدا استدعا می‌کنم که بدن‌های خود را قربانی زنده مقدس پسندیده خدا تقدیم کنید که عبادت معقول شما، و هم شکل این جهان نشوید، بلکه با ناشدن ذهن خود دگرگون شوید تا شما دریابید که اراده نیکو و پسندیده و کامل خدا چیست.
Yeah, and when we follow that, we truly are that peculiar people. That are different from the rest of the world. Not to look down on others. Yeah, to think, oh, we are better than you.
Now,
remember, we don't deserve to be part of this group. Yeah, we deserve to be punished for our sins and
sins.
But we have received salvation is a free gift.
Yeah.
And that makes us part of God's people on this earth. Now, let's get some principles from the Bible how to be
this
peculiar people. How are we going to live? Go to Deuteronomy 14 again. Now, you might say, why do you not go to the New Testament? And the truth is, whatever I preach today, I can also preach from the New Testament.
Yeah,
but we can learn how to live as Christians also from the Old Testament. Yeah, we use the New Testament to interpret the Old Testament. Yeah, the New Testament is further revelation.
عهد جدید یه مکاشفه جدیدی هست
که
خداوند بهمون داده، جزئیات بیشتری به ما داده،
کامل
همه چیزایی در عهد عتیق اتفاق
افتاده.
از حال خداوند یاد بگیریم و نکته‌هاش یاد بگیریم. اما میتونیم در عهد عتیق نگاه کنیم و از همون هم خیلی چیزا یاد بگیریم.
And the second reason that I specifically chose Deuteronomy chapter 14 today.
امروز دلیل دیگه هم داره که از تثنیه فصل 14 استفاده
کردم. Because somebody asked a question in regards to a verse in this one we're talking.
یه نفر از من سوال پرسید در مورد یه سه با تثنیه فصل 14.
And to be able to understand and answer that question.
به خاطر اینکه درک کنیم اون سوال رو و بتونم به اون سوال جواب بدم.
Yeah, we need to understand the context. We need to understand what's going on in the chapter.
در اون فصل چه اتفاقی داره میفته که بعد بتونیم اون آیه رو معنی کنیم.
So we're killing two birds with one stone.
در حقیقت دارم دو تا پرنده رو با یه دونه با یه تیر دارم دو نشون میدم.
Yeah. So in the Old Testament,
در عهد عتیق,
you see that God gives the Israelites all these laws.
خداوند به اسرائیل ها این همه شریعت و روش زندگی داد.
He wanted his people to live differently.
می‌خواست که قومش متفاوت باشن.
Yeah, than the pagan nations around them.
که با اون مردم بت‌پرست اطرافش متفاوت باشن.
And says, when they follow these instructions,
و میگه وقتی این کارا رو بکنید,
yeah, they were to be a nation above all nations.
همه می‌بینن تو یه قومی هست متفاوت از.
Go to First Chronicles.
اول تواریخ رو باز کنیم.
Chapter 17. And read verses 20 and 21 for a moment. This is David speaking, by the way.
اینجا داوود که داره صحبت میکنه. و کیست مانند قوم تو اسرائیل؟ تنها قوم بر روی زمین که خدا آمده آنان را فدیه داد تا قوم او باشند. تو قوم ها را از پیش روی مقومت که ایشان را از مصر فدیه دادی بیرون رازی و به دینسان خیشتن را به اعمال عظیم و مهیب نامبر ساختی و تا قوم خود اسرائیل را تا به ابد قوم خیش گردانیدی و تو ای خداوند خدای ایشان شدی.
Yes, they were God's people.
And
they had these great laws that God had given them.
They had the blessing of God. God was
with them. And God's name was made great among the nations. Yeah, the nation of Israel was supposed to point the rest of the world
to God.
Yeah, God was the world. God was the whole world. And in the same way today, we as Christians are God's
special
people. We are to point the world to Jesus. Yeah. Proving that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Showing that He is right. That His ways are right. Showing that there is only one living God. Now, we know that the Israelites had a really poor track record.
And
sometimes they were doing okay. But often we see them utterly failing in being God's peculiar people.
اشتباه کردن و با اون چیزی که بعد قوم خاص خدا بودن عمل نمی کردن بلکه ضعیف شدن.
Yeah, and in the New Testament we see an ending. Yeah, the kingdom of God was taken away from them as a nation.
و برای همین ملکوت خداوند از دست قوم گرفته شد.
Giving to a nation that bears its fruit.
و دادن به اون قومی که ثمرش رو بباره.
Yeah, giving it to a nation that would do what God has asked them.
قومی داده شد که اون کار رو انجام بده که خداوند ازش خواسته انجام بده.
Yes, to a people that were not a people before, the Bible says. And that's referred to the Christians. But are we, as Christians, doing so great? Unfortunately, many Christians, if you look at their lives, you can hardly distinguish anything from how our world is. And they say the same things.
همون حرف دنیا رو میزنن.
They do the same thing.
همون رفتار دنیا رو
they
دارن.
Watch the same thing.
همون چیزای دنیوی رو نگاه میکنن.
They commit the same sins as the
world. همون گناهای دنیا رو انجام میدن.
They're not living up to what God calls them.
اون استانداردی که خداوند ازشون خواسته انجام بدن.
The people that are distinct.
اون قومی که خداوند ازشون خواسته خاص باشن نیستن.
Yeah, the Bible says do not be conformed.
خداوند به شبیه دنیا نشید.
Yeah, you are to be different.
باید متفاوت باشی نه دنیا.
So let's see if we can draw some lessons today from the Old Testament.
آیا درسی رو میتونیم از عهد جدید بگیریم؟
In how we are to be this peculiar people.
چجوری باید قوم خاص خدا باشیم؟
Now, read verse 1 and 2 again from Deuteronomy 14.
آیه 1 و 2 از تسنیمیه فصل 14 رو با هم نگاه بکنیم. شما فرزندان یهوه خدای خود هستید. پس برای مردگان خویشتن را مدیون مسازید و ما بین چشمان خود را مترشید. زیرا شما برای یهوه خدایتان قومی مقدسید و خداوند را از میان تمامی قومهای روی زمین شما را برگزیده است تا قومی که گنج او باشید.
Yeah, so you, as my people, God says,
خداوند میگه شما به عنوان قوم من
don't hurt yourself.
خودتون رو آسیب نزنید.
Yeah, nor make any boldness between your eyes for the dead.
نتراشید خودتون رو یا بزنید برای من.
Now why?
چرا؟
You are my people. You are my holy people.
شما قوم من هستید.
You are set apart.
شما متفاوتی.
I do not want you to do what the world does.
کاری که دنیا میکنه نکن.
Now, why make a point of cutting, not cutting yourself?
چرا میگه خودتون آسیب نزنید؟
Yeah, we will do that.
کی آسیب میزنه؟
Go to First Kings.
اول پادشاهان رو نگاه
کنید. First Kings 18 when 26 to 28. And here we have Elijah mocking the priest of Baal.
اینجا الیا نبی کاهن بئیل بود مسخره.
Where they build these altars and have to show, okay, who is the real God? Is it Baal or is it the Lord?
معبدیو میساختن که ثابت کنن خدای واقعی که یهوه یا بئیل اون زمان که بود.
Now look at what these Baal priests are doing.
ببینید کاهنان اون چیکار میکردن.
26 to 28.
پس آنان گاوی را که به ایشان داده شده بود گرفته آماده کردند و صبح تا زور نام بعل را میخواندن و میگفتن ای بعل به ما پاسخ بده، اما هیچ صدای یا پاسخی نبود و آنها گرد مذبحی که ساخته بودند دست و پیش میکردن و هنگام زور ایلیا آنها را ریشخند گرفت و گفت فریاد بلند فردهید که چرا به یقین بعل خداست، شاید در حال تفکر است یا برای قضای حاجت رفته و شاید در سفر است یا خفته و یا بیدار است. پس ایشان به صدای بلند فریاد کردن و مطابق رسم خود تیشتن را با شمشیرها نیزه ها مجروح می ساختن و چنان که خون بر بدنشان جاری می شد.
So what are they doing?
چیکار می کردن؟
They're cutting themselves after their manner.
رفتارشون، سنتشون آسیب.
This is part of their pagan ritual.
روش زندگیشون بوده که این کارو می
کردن. And it's demonic.
در حقیقت شیطانیه.
Go to Leviticus. Leviticus
19:27-28,
and we see basically the same similar words that we found in Deuteronomy 14.
And we see how many halfways that Tasmiya wrote to show that Leviathan is true. 19:27. به خاطر مردگان تن خود را مجروح مسازید و بدنهای خود را خالکوبی نکنید. من یهوه هستم.
27:28.
هیچ چیز را با خون نخورید. فالجویی و تالجویی نکنید. موهای شقیقه خود را نتراشید. گوشه های ریش خود را نچینید. به خاطر مردگان تن خود را مجروح نسازید. بدنهای خود را خالکوبی نکنید. من یهوه هستم.
بازم
می‌بینیم که بدنهای خود را
مجروح نکنید.
که اون زمان سنت بوده برای مردگان خودشون
like we saw in Exodus 14 making bolts in the ice relates to the death.
مرگ تراشیدن هم نشانه مرگ بوده.
What does it exactly mean? I'm not sure. I simply don't know. Maybe it's referring to what Leviticus 19 speaks about.
About
just trying to stand out and making holes in your beard and mourning your
beard.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but what I do know is that it has to do with pagan religions. That is demonic religion. Go to Mark 5:5. Yeah, don't be mistaken. Those who worship false gods, yeah, the Bible says they worship devils.
رسایی که خدای اشتباه رو می‌پرستن شیطان قدرت داره
میشه. Okay, Mark 5.
مرقس 5. پیوسته شب و روز در کوه‌ها و قبرها فریاد می‌زد و خود را به سنگ‌ها مجروح می‌کرد.
Yeah. So here we have this demon possessed man leading the whole story at home.
دیده بوده در حقیقت.
Yeah, and what is this guy doing?
کار می‌کرده اون دیده.
Yeah. It is linked to cutting himself.
خودش هی آسیب می‌بینه توی قبرها.
Yeah. So God says, I do not want you to be involved in those things. I don't want you to do these things.
Yeah,
don't cut yourself. Don't do weird things with your hair. Yeah. Or what we also read in Leviticus 19.
Yeah.
Don't print marks on your body. Yeah, that means don't get tattoos. Yes, getting a tattoo is a sin. Yeah. And if you already have done that, yeah, I'm not down on you.
مشکلی نیست کسی پایین نگاهش
نکنه. You cannot change the past.
گذشته رو نمی‌شناسی.
But don't get any more.
دیگه بیشتر نقاشی نکنید.
And don't promote it to others.
بدنتون.
Yeah.
و دیگران حریف
نشید. We had a pastor.
یه شبانی رو داشتیم.
Yeah, a while ago.
چند وقت پیش.
Who was explaining to my daughter.
به دختر من داشت توضیح میداد.
Yeah, the good meaning of his tattoo.
معنی واقعی تاتوش چی بود.
Now he should have been ashamed of himself. باید خجالت
میکشید در این موضوع.
Yeah, because I heard it, so I confronted him with this verse. Yeah, it's not something to parade and show children.
بچه‌هاشون به دیو ازش لذت ببرین.
No children, don't get tattoos.
بچه‌ها تاتو نکن.
God forbid it.
خداوند نمی‌خواد.
And they're permanent.
تاتو عمریه.
I know you cannot get them away.
دیگه نمی‌تونی پاکش کنی.
Yeah, even though people say they can.
چون با اینکه میگن میشه تاتو.
At least marks.
با اینکه پاکم بشه زخمش
میشه. Yeah, maybe you can fade it a little bit.
تا
بتونی یه ذره
پاکش کنی. It's
extremely painful, they say.
خیلی دردآوره.
Don't get tattoos, it's wrong.
تاتو اشتباه نکن.
So here we have some instruction.
اینجا توضیح داده بهمون.
In regard to things we shouldn't do to our body.
چه کاری رو به بدنمون آسیب
زده. And the Bible, from the Bible, the systems we know that the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
اون بدن کتاب مقدس می‌بینیم که معبد خداونده.
But there's another lesson here.
یه درس دیگه هم.
That don't be involved with the more things that make a religion. We have to stay away from these things. Yeah? Don't make your best friends people who are into these things. Don't try these things. But also, don't watch these things. Yeah? There's, much of the movies are either today are either even plainly satanic
in
just visible for everybody. Obvious. Or there's this occult satanic undertone in there. Yeah, like in Disney movies also. That are meant for children. And as a parent,
you
have to exercise some discernment in what you put in front of your kids. The Bible says in Psalm 101 and verse 3, I will not set wicked things before mine eyes. Oh, but I don't think it's bad. Psalm 101 and verse 3. Yeah, but I don't think it's that bad. Now, you do whatever you want. I'm telling you what the Bible says. Yeah, you as a Christian are set apart by God. You're part of a holy nation, a royal people, and people that need to be peculiar, different, distinct. And God does not want you to do the things that the world does. And the Bible says, what concord has Christ with Belial? What does Jesus have to do with Satan?